Level 2. Roman society was deeply patriarchal, though it underwent changes over time. From birth, women were subject to the authority of the paterfamilias, or head of the household, initially their father and later their husband after marriage. However, from the 2nd century BC onwards, a new form of marriage became widespread, in which the woman remained under the authority of her father rather than her husband. Upon the death of the paterfamilias, she came under the control of a guardian, until during the Augustan age, guardianship was abolished for freeborn women who had borne 3 children and for freed women who had borne 4. According to the Roman ideals, a woman was expected to spend her life within the home, domus, dedicated to caring for her family. The Roman matrona was to be both wife and mother. Procreation within the legitimate context of marriage ensured the continuity of the community and allowed the husband's family to preserve its name, domestic cults, and the political and social status it had acquired. The status of women underwent a significant transformation at the end of the Republic, when women stepped in to take on many responsibilities, including some connected to public and political life, while their male relatives were away fighting in wars. The Augustan age, however, brought a redefinition of this emerging female role. From this point onwards, elite women gained greater personal freedom, often acquiring considerable wealth and receiving a solid cultural education. Nonetheless, their role in public life remained limited, and their political influence was exercised indirectly through the men in their family. Inequality between men and women was also evident in naming conventions. From the late Republican period, freeborn men, ingenui, were identified by the so-called tria nomina, a personal name, praenomen, a family name, nomen, and a surname, cognomen. Women, on the other hand, due to their social position, did not have a personal name, since there was no perceived need, especially in the archaic period, to distinguish them in public contexts from which they were excluded. Instead, they bore a name that was the feminine form of their father's family name. Occasionally, this was accompanied by a gamonymic at the name of the husband. If a family had multiple daughters, they would add elements such as prima, secunda, tertia, or mayor and minor, indicating their order of birth. The case of enslaved women was different, as they were identified by a single name, the simplex nomen. After being freed, la manumissio, a freedwoman would also take on the nomen, that is, the family name, of her former master, accompanied by an explicit indication of her social status, expressed by the abbreviation L, or LIB for Liberta, as seen in the case of Terentia Hicetae.